Go to audibletrial.com.
/go to hell. Audibletrial.com/go to hell.
Oh, look at me. I'm Deepu. I'm trying to do the ad for once, and I did it totally wrong.
I'm going to get a free audiobook. You guys like free audiobooks? I sure would.
Audibletrial.com/go to hell. Fuck you, Deepu, for doing this wrong for so long. It's like a minute of you doing it wrong.
If I ever got into them. But maybe you should get into them.
Audibletrial.com/go to hell.
Bring in the episode. Condiment.
This is Hack Thought Podcast, Sandwich Saga, Condiment Episode, Mike Edition, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Fangers.
Hello and welcome. This is Hack Thought Podcast, a podcast about thoughts you don't think to think about. Thoughts that, you know, you thought maybe you had beaten that thought video game and you turned it on and no, oh my gosh, you skipped the whole last level. Maybe book is more relatable to other people. I beat a very hard video game this week. I know we do other video game stuff, but I want to get more into this other thing that I think is a fun hack thought for people to talk about. I beat this incredibly difficult video game. I will say the name of the video game, and Deepu, you can tell me whether we edit it out because it's unimportant, whether it maybe weakens the message, or whether it's just boring. I beat Halo 1, which is officially known as Halo Combat Evolved, on Legendary mode.
Ooh, that's respectable.
It is a real accomplishment. It also comes off of beating Mega Man 2 on Normal mode. So, like, I've had these big accomplishments, and to be honest,
I'm very proud of myself.
Are you kidding? I am proud of myself. I actually am proud of myself.
That is worthy of praise. It's just like the way you're phrasing it right now. It's like you just you conquered another country.
But this is the point I'm making, because I know on the show I've confronted you and many people about the sun. As you know, me and the sun, I don't like the sun. I have no special sensitivity to it, like a vampire. I just don't like it. I think sometimes I want to think like, oh, if you're, oh, yo, you don't like the sun. Ooh, that's because I get, you know, sun rash or whatever. No, I just don't enjoy the brightness of the sun. And we've talked about how I genuinely think there are people out there who believe they need to have their shades up because people who have their shades down has been ruined by, you know, weirdos who, you know, newspaper out their windows and things like that. And you, Deepu, yep, are one of these people. You believe if people see your shades closed, that they'll think you're a weirdo.
I think if you walk by a house that has the shades drawn forever,
I always forget which one is drawn. Is that up or down?
I'm gonna say.
Can you draw shades in either direction?
I'm confused. I feel like it can go either way. You can draw them up and draw them closed.
It's like opening the lights, closing the lights.
Right? Exactly.
Turning the AC up. I don't know. We might be here all day.
Yeah. So you walk by a house that, and the windows are covered in newspaper, or they're
not covered in newspaper. Shades down. Shades are pulled down.
Shades down. You know, I think shades up shows, you know, it's a little bit more transparency. It kind of shows like a open
it's
gun
creepy.
Policy.
It's creepy. I think it's weird that people do it. I think it's weird. I think it's a weird thing. I think it's much weirder than someone having their, in my opinion, I don't know why people don't just have their shades closed all the time.
Some people like having sunlight in their homes, you know, let it kind of.
We've talked about how much I don't like the sun, and obviously at this point, the sun is way less efficient and consistent than bulbs we have that would simulate that light.
But what about the vitamins? Is that a hack thought?
Yeah, that's just not, it's not really a thing either, yeah. The windows you have that would insulate your home would stop you from getting any of those things.
I mean,
you need direct sunlight exposure. I believe that, like, you have specifically the windows in your home are built to stop certain types of, it's the right scientific word, but people are going to get confused by it, certain radiation from getting in the house and creating like a greenhouse and making your windows efficient. So your windows specifically like block it, unless you live in like a fucking old church and you have stained glass windows, like, nothing's really getting in.
Yeah, I never really got the whole sun having like giving you vitamins. Like, did someone put?
I don't think anyone thought that we did. Just so you know, I don't think anyone's like, oh, these guys really understand vitamons.
But it's like
these fellas, where are these vitamins? Are these fellas
putting bananas
on
the sun?
You don't understand anything about the human body. How does the liver work? What does the spleen do? Tell me.
It explains stuff.
Why? It's an explainer. Exactly. You don't get vitamins, but there's a lot of shit you don't get.
No, I didn't say. Okay. What I was.
What? There's so much stuff before you're ready to understand vitamins. Let me make that clear. There's so much stuff you're not up to. You're so far from vitamins.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know how to explain curtains and how to explain their open or closed.
No, I mean human body wise, biology wise. You're so far from vitamins, but this is far afield of what we want to talk about. So there are people who think that way. And so in light of, I do that one too. It's not like drawn shades that I'm confused. I want to say in light, and then I say in lieu. It's in light of me beating this video game and me knowing you find this thing. I wanted to talk about a phenomenon that was, you know, explained to me in an anecdote. It was very interesting. And this phenomena regarding something like me beating this video game. First of all, I have an exhausting job. I'm very tired on the weekends. There are many weekends. Why video games are great for me is because my brain needs to be active a lot. And I don't want to stand. I hate standing. I'm on record about this. it's coming into a testimony. I love it. And I was proud of beating these games. Someone told me this story. They were flirting with someone. And the person wanted to go out with them and sort of meet other people and meet their friends and things like that. And the person I knew would invite them to things. Inevitably, the person would say no because they didn't have enough notice or whatever. And I explained to the person, you know, that person doesn't actually want to go out. I believe they are reflecting something that happens in the hobbies of nerddom, like video games, which is that they believe they have to go out. Mm. They believe someone is telling them that part of being in society is leaving your house and going and doing things and meeting other people and doing all these fucking things with people. But the reality of the situation is that as popular as nerd culture is right now, there's a lot of people who feel this guilt, who feel what I'm going to call true nerd guilt. I'm trying to start what I'm going to start calling nerd revivalism. Because I believe as though the true nature of nerds being sort of hijacked in a lot of ways. It's about staying at home for hours. I think my joke to somebody who liked me talking about this on Twitter was that you can't read a book in co-op mode. You can't socially read a book. And someone's like, let's join a book club. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. What if I just want to read a book and not talk to anyone about it and sit at home and fucking read it and that's the end of all my enjoyment for it? Like, it's not a social event reading a fucking book, but everyone wants to be in this goddamn brunch culture, and that's the way life has always been. It's not a recent thing. It's always been this fucking brunch culture. It's always been fucking Lady Chatterworth and Pride and Prejudice. It's always been that fucking way. And so now nerd culture's coming in, so they're like, let's talk about video games. Yeah, there's people I like listening to talk about video games. You know why I like listening to talk about them? Because they're on a podcast, and I do it at home alone, not looking at other people with their disgusting tongues and nostrils, okay? I want to be – if you want to be a nerd, you have to do some stuff alone. And I think that there's a large population that sees some of these events as social. You know, they see these online games where you're playing with other people as social. I don't play fucking online games. Okay, so I'm into the video game culture, and I'm playing it. I played this game, Halo, by myself. It took hours. There's a level called Truth and Reconciliation very early in the game that you run out of ammo and you run out of health, and it's fucking impossible. And you fight the most amount of enemies I've seen in any fucking game. And it's hard. It took me hours. I would love to see if it saw the logged hours. But I couldn't have gone out and done it. And so I think there's this thing going on as a hack thought. Mm-hmm. That really people think they need to be social when what they want, and it's not because they know, it's good for, you know, everyone gets, you know, to a certain degree, everyone has levels of loneliness or whatever, or a desire for compassion. But I think there's people who have a hard time enjoying solitary activities, you know, because they think it has to be social. It's a very odd thing. I mean, have you experienced this? Am I talking any truth in any way?
I feel it. No, I feel that. That frustration all the time, like the inner conflict, you know, my true self wants to.
You feel what I'm talking about, is what you're saying. Yeah.
My true self loves to be alone. My true self loves to be alone, but I feel a societal pressure to go out and like, oh my God, I have to be out. I have to be talking to people. I have to have pictures.
Ignoring the professional implications, because we both work in a very social business. Yeah. So let's ignore that.
No, I know. Even on the Friday night when I have nothing else professional going on. I'm talking about like my personal time. What do I do with my time?
I get more annoyed if I'm planning to spend all fucking week inside playing a video game, when if a friend calls me up and is like, let's hang out. That upsets me more. Like, there is many times in which initially, obviously, you know, it's a person I enjoy spending time with. Initially, it upsets me more that someone would want to hang out with me rather than sitting and playing a video game alone. And remember, there's no social interaction. It's me, Mega Man, and I don't even get to meet Dr. Wily until the end. So it's like, I don't want to spend time with people a lot of times because my hobby doesn't involve talking to someone else.
Have you ever encountered a situation where you're playing a video game and then a friend calls you up to hang out and you tell them you're playing a video game and they go, oh, come on, you should be hanging out?
No, I here's because I don't let people know when I want solitary time. I tell people, I'm very upfront with people. I say, I don't make it about what are you doing, you know, oh, I can't, I have to play this video game. I make it about, I don't know. I don't want to go out. I'm not going out. I'm very open with people.
Mm. All right. Well, I've had that.
Because you've had that problem where someone's like, oh, man, you got to come why hang out with me.
Come hang out.
Sorry. We should have done that in Gilbert Godfrey. But this is a very serious
conversation. Why are you playing video games? Come hang out with me.
Fucking and sucking. that sort of guilt... You know, let's twist it another way. Because I have been that person who's annoyed that somebody isn't coming to an event. Let's not make it about – let's stop for a second and realize that isn't that person saying like, oh, you should be out in the world. That's that person really expressing something desperate and lonely. They're sort of opening up to you in a very macho way, saying, you know, oh, you should be out. What they really want to say is, I'm very lonely. I'm afraid of death. Will you please come spend time with me? For I am scared. And that's what people should say, but we turn it. Machoism has turned, and it's not just with men, but all machoism has turned it into, you know, you're a tough guy. Oh, you should be out with us. Instead of doing that, instead of them being like, but if you don't come out, I will think everyone hates me. And if you don't spend time with me, then no one likes me, and I'm pretty much Hitler. That's what everyone wants to say, or is actually thinking, but instead it comes out as, do it as Gilbert Godfrey.
Do Gilbert? Why are you making me do an accent?
Like Sebulba. Okay, so... the point here is this, is that
yeah, what's the point?
The point here is this. Is
that Halo sucked?
Halo was fucking amazing. Yeah, that game kicked my fucking ass. It was so hard to beat that game. And at no point was I thinking I should be doing something else. At no point. That's how I enjoy. Do you know how many comic books and books I've read? I mean, it's countless how many things I've read. It's unbelievable. But you know what? Like, the joy of it wasn't in the fact that I could tell people about it. The joy was doing it. There's a book series I'm reading right now, which is very unpopular. And it's great. And I even through means of not meeting people who have read it, the book is not more or less enjoyable because I can talk to someone about it. I don't read, you know, it's like this true artist thing too. It's like, fake artists, these amateur artists who we've talked about before, they do art hoping that they can seem cooler to other people. Real artists make art and hope that art finds other people, hope other people can connect with that art. And the same should go for your fucking enjoyment. Don't do some shit because you want to hang out with other people. Don't, and this is what nerd stuff has always been about. That's what's been the heralding of nerd culture, which is that by its nature, you know, this myth, which we sort of talked about on the show with friendship, and you can tell me if I'm talking shit, but this myth of the idea that people who want friends don't get friends. It really is a fucking myth. There's extenuating circumstances in which there's prejudices and things like that in which people don't find people that can – they are not in a community that's tolerant to them, whatever. Okay? But on the whole, for the majority of society, this nerd myth of, well, you know, oh, you were so nerdy and so you had no friends – is a total bullshit, and it flies in the face of nerd activities. It's far more likely that this person enjoys doing things like reading books and playing video games alone, and therefore it's difficult to find time to make friends in that way. That is far more likely of a situation than to say you can't find people who will fucking talk to you. You know? The only good thing any of this nerd stereotypes has done has been the invention of the fictitious cool kid. Because, of course, what the cool kid represents is not actually a type of person. Nobody's really cool. Sometimes the stuff I like becomes cool. And, of course, everyone knows I'm a big old dork. So if it's cool, the fact that comic books are cool right now, they're not really cool. They're people in tights shooting lasers at each other. That's not cool, man. That's dorky as shit. Okay? So the fact that that's cool right now is a bit of an anomaly, all right? I wear hoodless sweatshirts. That's not cool. That was in fashion for a bit. It'll go away. It's all a cycle, okay? So what does the cool kid represent? The cool kid represents the fact that what these people really have a problem with, what these nerds who are hoping that they're the quote-unquote nerds, this fictionalization of the nerd, what they're hoping is that they want different friends. There is never a lack of people to spend time with. What the cool kid represents is the fact that there are people out there who are uncomfortable with their status in life. They actually judge people a lot more than you think. They are judging people by saying, like, fucking this person is a nerd. I want to be friends with I imagine a different sort of friend. Which, again, goes back to the fact that they want something from people, as opposed to a real nerd who doesn't want shit from people. Why do you have a need to go? I see you sometimes posting on social media, Deepu, of you hanging out with your friends. Is that what you really want to do, or are you doing it to prove
something? I'm absolutely proving something to the third party, whoever is viewing it.
What's that? What are you
I'm
proving?
I'm proving that I am around other people, because I believe there's power in that. There's power in numbers. There's power in showing the world that you are an adaptable human being. You are not just some...
Who are you proving it to? Who said otherwise?
People who...
Who said otherwise? Who said otherwise? It's a direct question. Who has said to you otherwise?
I don't think anyone has said otherwise, but internally I'm saying otherwise. I'm fighting it, maybe.
Let me ask you a side question here.
Yeah.
You have the app Instagram. You have some other social media apps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever scrolled through a social media app with someone else next to you?
Never. Never.
Together, looking at the same screen.
Maybe a long time ago once, but not
together,
rarely.
Looking at the same screen.
Rarely.
Would you say 99% of the time?
Right. Yeah. Maybe more.
So what does that say about the experience? I mean, doesn't that say in itself that people are very into solitary experiences? That this is a fake trapping of nerd culture? Think about it. When we did this show and it was about Facebook, no one could answer why they were on Facebook. And in explaining this story to somebody, this first story of someone wanting to spend time at home, I was explaining Facebook somehow. It came up. And I was saying, it's just a toy that people want to play with. They don't know what it is. All these things, all these products and apps that we think are integral, it's a toy. It's no different than Simon or Bop-It, because Bop-It is extremely better than Simon. Bop-It Extreme, even better, which I have beaten, and I don't care how many of you think it's not possible. There is a fucking end screen, and I've beaten Bop-It Extreme.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, I'm bragging. I'm full on bragging, because you know what? The point of this is to say, look, there are ventures into the mind. The Americans used to believe in something called a psychonaut, which was someone who, they took a lot of drugs, but there was a symbolism to it. That you could explore your mind, that there were things in your mind that you didn't know about. And guess what? Are you going to know what kind of brain it takes to beat all of Halo on Legendary? Not unless you fucking ignore other people, you're not. Are you going to know what it's like to beat Bop-It? No. That was me alone doing it. Like, people are so afraid, I think, society's going to go away, that somehow there won't be people there. There will always be people there. The games they do go away. Your opportunity, your chance to be able to play a game, the time to be able to play a game. Mm-hmm. Honestly, that goes away.
That's
responsibilities
true.
Come up and things go away. I never hear when I listen to people talking about their, you know, what games they're playing and things like that. I never hear them say, well, now that I have a family, I have so much time to play video games. What they say instead, almost 100% of the time, is, yeah, I can't play as much games anymore, and so I see my family, my family-in-laws, my kids. I'm a lot of people will always be there. But the opportunity to play a game, the opportunity to sit at home and play a game is so fast and fleeting that's what nerd culture has always, prided itself on. That this opportunity to take spending time alone in your own head, solving a puzzle or reading a thing and not with other people. There will always be people. There will always be people. And guess what? You want to do some fucking Twilight Zone version of this where there are no more people. Now's my time to play the game. No, there's no more people. You won't have any fucking electricity. There won't be time to play the game. What are you going to play, Scrabble alone? You know all the words. Look them up. That's just spelling, asshole. So I think I'm saying this because I want to see how you, as we close up here, how you actually feel about this idea. Do you think honestly, it's. I know you're happy when you socialize. I think maybe you're selling it less than you do. But do you think you're able to say truly that you can be a nerd and not go out and not that fictional person who says, "Oh, come on, you should be hanging out," or I guess it's a real person in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, in me admitting this, admitting is even the word people would use, in me being open about this, do you think that you will in the future resist that person?
I'll resist the idea he's positing that I should stop my psychonautic adventures just to prove to him that I'm not, that I am social for a brief window of time. That is stupid. The way you've definitely convinced me of that. You know, 5 minutes ago me, half an hour ago me would have been like, yeah, I guess I should go. It's the right thing to do, to put down the video game or a book and go hang out. And it may not be.
Not a book for you. We know, Deepo.
I know it's not a book. It's more of like a pamphlet for a Blockbuster.
Not a pamphlet.
All right, maybe okay. If
be real. It's a video game or it's TV.
Come on, I read stuff. I wrote a book.
Deepo, do you really want to do this? Why do you set? You are like a bad criminal.
I didn't.
What was the last book you read?
A long time ago.
Why do you do this? It's like I don't set this trap up. You're the one who just decided to claim to lie, and you didn't even fucking dog. Like, right,
I meant to say podcasts, intellectual podcasts that I listen to in my lonesome. How's that?
Yeah. Or audiobooks. You can even hear audiobooks for free using our code. But the point is this, is that I hope that maybe, and this was a bit of a rant, but I hope maybe it's not applicable to everyone. It's, you know, there's plenty of nerds out there is what the nerd culture was supposed to spread to. That doesn't mean that we want you all to like our fucking laser knights. What it means is we want you to be like, hey, no, all I like doing is lifting weights. So that's all I do all day. That's all I fucking do. I don't care about other people. So I think that people sometimes do even nerd activities to say they do them to other people. And it's like, that's not the fucking goal here. Even in sharing it on social media, I don't think that that's just another alone thing you can do, is put it on social media and interact with it alone. That doesn't actually make it social, in you posting it on social media. There happens to be other users there, but it was a thing you did alone. It's still not social at that point.
Not
I don't know.
Yeah, these are interesting questions for sure, my good sir.
I just want to, this is a hack thought I'm passionate about, that guilt is one guilt like that people don't have to fucking worry about. Like, it really doesn't matter. It truly, in every single way, does not matter if you interact with people. It doesn't.
I think over time it could matter. Could matter.
Well, convince me. You have a few minutes. Convince me. What would happen?
I feel like you can get rusty. You know, those first couple sentences back after not
like
talking to people.
Like a feral child?
Yeah, a little bit. I stutter my first sentence, my first couple sentences back. I'll be like, da 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 da. Hey.
I don't know what to make of this. I genuinely don't know whether this is a legitimate point that you think people will get rusty with people.
I get rusty with people, so maybe I'm just crazy.
What do you get rusty with?
You know, just trying to getting back into the wavelength that society is in.
Just, what does it matter?
What does it matter? You know,
what does it matter? What does that matter? Who cares?
I don't want to be dissonant. I don't want to conflict with their wavelength.
But that's who you are. Okay, this is the other problem here, is if you are exploring who you are through these other things, through these nerdy means, and then you go back out in society and you don't fucking relate, guess what? You found a part of you that's different. That's exactly what you should feel. You should feel fucking different. Guess what? You become a unique fucking person through experiences. That's what I'm fucking saying. You're like, oh, what if I go out there and I don't understand other people? Good! Good! Now you're a unique person. You didn't come out of it thinking to kill everyone in the world. And so long as it isn't that, you're probably a better fucking person for not relating to people.
Well, tell that to the people who don't want to hear about my Korean cooking techniques. Tell that
to
them.
Why are you talking to them about it? If they don't want to hear about it, who gives a fucking shit? Who gives a shit? You ate the food. You learned the thing. That was you. That's my whole fucking point here, is who cares?